No.
Said, could you please give us some good news on the show today? Some good news, because everything seems to be bad. And I said, you know, I was kind of thinking the same thing, but here's what I came up with for good news. Are you ready? We don't get into politics here on the RP Show. That's the good news. Homie, don't play that game. That's not what we do.
This is the Rod Peterson Show.
Hey, good morning, everybody, and good afternoon to you Eastern Canadians. We are live on episode 304 of Canada's daytime sports talk show, the Rod Peterson Show. I'm Rod. He's Darren. I haven't thought about it. I guess I'm the Montel Williams of sports talk.
I don't know Montel Williams, number two.
You don't? Montel. Oh, you know Montel Williams.
I know who Montel
you don't
is.
Know his number two. I don't think he has a number two.
No, I don't think so either.
But yeah, it's what we do. We talk sports, and thanks for hanging in. It's a big day. We're going to have a lot of fun today, and I guarantee you again that we're going to make you feel good. We're going to make you feel something. I know that for a fact. I hope it's good. On the program today, longtime NHLer Brandon Wheat King alum and the pride of Hillmond, Saskatchewan, Wade Redden will be joining us from beautiful Kelowna, BC to chat Stanley Cup playoffs and whatever's new in Redzi's life. Mo Khan, TSN Montreal. This guy, he's got it all. He can talk NHL, CFL. What are all his specialties? Tennis, you could probably get down with.
He does it all.
Yeah. Mo Khan will be joining us from La Belle Province. And Gary Lawless, Vegas Golden Knights insider. And listen, do me a favor. You and producer Clark, Gary texted me this morning and said, be sure to ask me about the CFL. So if I forget, will you remind me?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So are you ready to go with the quick six show topics?
Let's do it.
Let's do it, Jordan. I got to say this. When I woke up this morning, Darren, this is what I thought of. The first thing in my mind was Golden Knights Canucks game two tonight.
It's big.
It's the first thing before my feet hit the floor.
It's big.
And this is what you live for, I think. When on the day of the game, it's the first thing in your head and you're thinking about it all day. It's a real nice change from thinking about coronavirus and the pandemic and how it's affected our lives and all our friends' lives, you know?
Yep.
So, yeah, we'll come back on that. But point two of the quick six show topics is the CFL fan base. It's led to our poll question. You saw yesterday the CFL announcing what I'm calling a fundraiser. You could call it a marketing campaign, whatever you want. But it is the 48-inch stand that they're going to rest the Grey Cup trophy on as it travels across the country for $349 plus tax, Canadian funds. You can have your name put on that base. And if you have season ticket holder money sitting with a team right now that you paid for your season tickets, but there's no games, the $349 will come out of that and go to the fan base. Really, the only reason I'm bringing it up, two reasons. I wanted to run this poll yesterday, but we already had a poll question. So it's today's poll question. Will you be paying the dough to be on the Grey Cup fan base? Oh, 82% of people saying no, 18% saying yes. I'll say that I will as a CFL guy. And the reason we're spending some time on this is because our studies and analytics show that people follow the show mostly for football talk. Because there's none of there's you're not going to get it anywhere else.
Right.
Here's my thing on the fan base. Because of what the CFL's meant to me for my whole life, yeah, I'll support it. I'm a CFL guy. But I expect more. And hang with me for a second. I'm a licensed coach, as you know, a recovery coach. But what do coaches always do? They expect more. They're on your butt all the time. A lot of people don't like their coaches. Do you know why? Because I know the CFL is capable of great things. And it's capable of so much more. So to come out with this piddly-ass fundraiser to put your name at a stand, sure, okay. But I expected a real grandiose campaign that's in everybody's face to celebrate what the CFL has meant to Canadians. And so far, I haven't seen that. Maybe that's coming. I don't know. But I expect more. And if people don't like to hear that, I'm sorry. But I just demand the best out of the things and people in my life.
Yeah,
I know some people don't like that. But that's my take on it. I expect more.
Yeah.
You?
Yeah, and it's coming. I think there's going to be more coming.
I hope so.
It would have been, you're right, would have been nice to see something bigger unveiled. But as much, yeah, but you're right. Like, as much as we get on the league for the way things have been managed or when things are missed, you got to understand this comes from the right place. It comes from a good place, right?
If what is that place?
Like the place of family. right?
Okay.
Like, you're hard on family because you love them and you know their potential.
Well, you're saying what's coming from me. I thought you meant where it's coming from the CFL.
No, I get that, right? Like, yeah, what's coming from you? Like, it totally makes sense. Everybody, you know, people want to think that you're just crapping all over the league and you hate the league. That's so far from the truth. If we hated the league that much,
we'd be talking NFL.
We'd move on.
Or anything else.
Yeah,
I expect more and I hope more is to come. And by the way, Chris O'Leary, who's a longtime friend of ours, he's the senior writer at CFL.ca, announcing on Twitter this morning that he's now been furloughed by the CFL and is looking for writing gigs. So it's started. And I'm not sure. I was told that this campaign may top out at $10 million if they sold every name and milked every dollar out of it. $10 million still not going to get you too far. So that's where I stand on the fan base. But I do support it, and I'll be buying it because I support the CFL. I just expect more. I think that's like the fourth time that I said that. So yeah. I think I've made my point clear. CFL is capable of great things. Let's see it. Point three, and people are writing in already on this, CFL players continuing to opt out. It's interesting that this is the way that it's gone. Right after we got off the air yesterday, there were more. Sergio Castillo of the BC Lions opting out. From the Saskatchewan Roughriders, Dakota Shepley, star lineman, kicker Brett Lowther, linebacker Dion Lacy. They're opting out. And let's just spend a second on this, and then we'll get back into the Stanley Cup playoff talk. This is kind of going the way that I thought that it would. And I'll say kudos to the CFL decision makers for allowing these players to get out of their contracts. And it comes with some very acceptable conditions, I would say. You're not going to get government relief if you opt out of your contract. If you do sign somewhere else and you get cut, you got to come back to us. That's all fair.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm seeing a lot of folks say is, hey, these guys will come back. They're not going to make it in the other leagues. I think that's harsh, and you don't know if that's true or not. Is this calamity for the CFL? They canceled the season, then now all these players are jumping off the ship? Because that's kind of what it looks like in the eye test, right? Is it what it looks like?
No, it's not. I don't think they're jumping off the ship. I think they're taking a free opportunity to go and try. Like a guy like Brett Lowther. Especially if you can come back to your team. And, you know, we talk about this being over a year, year and a half between games. You've got time. You know, you've got till training camps open in May, if they open in May. So even if you take the fall until the winter to say, look, if I don't land anywhere by the winter, I'm coming back. Great. Your team knows that. They're not going to go out there and try and replace you necessarily, especially if you're a guy who's got a shot at going to the NFL. I think it's, you know, as a player who has that fire burning, you'd be crazy not to opt out and put yourself out there to try, because you'll regret it if you don't.
The interesting comment was from Brett Lowther, and that he, you know, he opted out of his contract. He doesn't have an NFL deal. He doesn't have an NFL invitation to camp. But he said, if not now, when? I'm going to take advantage of this now. And Brett Lowther is a survivor. If you don't know his story, Google it. It's all over rodpeterson.com. I know that. So we're following it closely. But I had a nice call yesterday from a CFL guy that works in a team office, and he said, thanks for having our voice, Rod. And that meant a lot to me.
Yeah.
Just, I guess, standing up for the little guy in this corporate world that the CFL has become. So I will continue waving the flag of the employees, the players, and the coaches, because they don't have a voice, and they've kind of been lost in the shuffle here. Can you put up the comment from Trent in Norway, guys? Trent's with us. What's the clock say on the wall? It's 6:09 in Norway, p.m. Norway calling. May the Canucks get even with Vegas. The CFL fan base should be only part of the total campaign. Where's the mass media movement on saving the CFL? Even a live national virtual concert would be included with this. Stay well, everyone. That's from Trent in Norway and his thoughts. So that's where we are on the CFL. So to point four, getting back to the Stanley Cup playoffs, and we'll get to this Vegas thing, but a sad fizzle for the Avalanche, like a really sad fizzle. You saw they were the odds makers in Vegas, favorite to come out of the West. They lose their goalie. Is that enough to just be wah, wah, wah?
It's not good.
No.
It's not good because they play well. They got a ton of shots. It's not like they're not playing good hockey, and Nathan MacKinnon is lights out. He might be the best player you know, playing. Well, he is the best player, I think, playing right now, and he's really trying to put his stamp, you know, to rival Connor as, you know, best in the league, because he's been playing so good. But to not get the goaltending, that really hurts. And Dallas, their stars are waking up with Radulov and
really
Ben
good.
And Sagan finally
Where
scored in the series.
Where did Miro Heiskanen come from?
Right. And these guys are just starting to really come alive. So, and the former Blade in goal, right? Kubotin. Like they're
I can't believe it's the same guy.
I know.
Been ages since he was in Saskatoon.
Doesn't it feel like it?
I'm like, this is the same guy, or is this his kid?
Was that before Makarov? And that, like,
it was Memorial Cup year, wasn't it, folks?
Before that, no, or
way
was
before
it?
That, before 2013,
like
back when I was in the league.
Insane.
Well,
so
good for them.
It's fun, but if they get a shred of goaltending,
they got a chance.
They got a chance.
I'm sorry that we're jumping all over the place, but you know what? It is a morning coffee discussion. That's what we do here. So just imagine the yappy guy in the corner jumping out, you know, at the table with, hey, get Randy Ambrosi's signature off the certificate and I may reconsider. $349 for a photocopy is ridiculous. That's from Dougal Cameron in Calgary, Stampeders fan. Dougal, love you, man. I do. This is bigger than your hatred for Randy Ambrosi. This is about the Canadian Football League. It's bigger than that. We got to put the prejudices, if you will, aside. It's for the survival of the league that you love so much. Fair.
And but I agree with them. If it's just a photocopy, that's all you get.
Okay.
Because look, it your name being on that thing is really cool. You're going to be able to find it, and it's there. Do something special. Did you see how Oakland, the Raiders, delivered their season tickets?
No.
Look it up. Maybe it's something we can bring up in overtime if Clark can find a picture of it. Beautiful box. It's like a stadium. You open up the stadium, and it's all silver in there. It's beautiful. Beautiful.
I want to buy season
the
tickets
Vegas
for the Raiders
the
now.
The way the Vegas Raiders presented their season tickets to their fans, unlike anything I've ever seen, that's worth your season ticket money right there.
Well, I'll say this, across a lot of sports, not all of sports, but I have seen just a lot of laziness and cheapness in the marketing and fan engagement departments over the years. And now when they need the fans, it's come back to hurt them. And I'm not talking just the CFL. I'm talking pro hockey, NFL in some cases, just forgetting about the fans. And now they need the fans.
Yep.
And the fans have the power. How's that working for the pro leagues? Not great. Sort of just a lot of the minimum will do. Just getting by. Not going the extra mile to promote your team or league has hurt them.
Yep.
Can you put up the comment from Nelson, our VP of Sim Events? He says, the CFL Grey Cup fan base is a tough spot. $350 to $400 is a lot of cash, but no one said it was going to be cheap to save the league. Rod has said it for months. You're going to have to pony up and put your money where your mouth is. This is it. Well, you don't have to credit me or just me. I told you that I had a coach call me a couple months ago with his idea for a season, a nine-game season in the second half. Do you remember that?
I do.
And I'm kind of sitting there listening to him going, they don't care what you say. They don't care what I say. But what I'll listen to it. And at the end of the conversation, the coach said, we're going to find out how much this league means to this country. That was the... I waited on the phone 45 minutes for that nugget. That sentence.
But that was it.
Because you think that way.
That was the one.
That was the... I waited the 45 minutes for that. Jeremy Davis, he's watching in the control room of Game Plus TV right now, operating the controls in downtown Toronto. He says, what's that cup money going to pay for, though? Ooh, you with the tough questions. You should be sitting in the back of the news conference room. Is it on the CFL to answer that question? It's to keep the lights on, really. Isn't it?
Yeah, go ahead and say
it. To pay salaries?
Like, that would be cool if it is a support the league initiative and a fundraising initiative. Be like, hey, we have a potential to raise this much money, and this is going to cover 75% of our operating expenses to get us to training camp.
And that's what it is.
You know, or maybe it's to dole out a little bit of relief efforts to each of our nine teams. We're going to give them each a stroke of each a check, or we're going to do this, or we're going to do that. It'd be cool to know for sure, but I'm sure that's what it is. Has to be.
It's a tough question. CFL. Why are we answering these questions? The CFL can answer those questions. Where's the money going, CFL? And believe me, as a guy who's had to raise money in the recovery of the mental health and substance abuse world, I get it all the time. Where's the money going?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's CFL fans' right to ask that question. If I'm going to dig down deep, I want to know where the money's going. Is it going to the commissioner at $750,000 a year that he makes, or team presidents that make $500,000 a year? Your CFL's still got a lot of warts that need to be fixed.
And most of the time, and don't take that to mean that you are entitled to knowing where every dollar and penny you spend on a business is going, right? Like, I don't want you to sit there and be like, oh, I'm buying a $90 hoodie from the CFL. Where's my money going? What's this going towards? It's going to run the business. Like, that's the end of it. But we're in a pandemic. We're in a global pandemic.
The tough time to ask for money.
The league shut down the season and is putting out, you know, financial fundraising campaigns. Now, it is appropriate in this situation
to ask
where it's going. For sure.
We got to put the comment up here from Rick Regan. Rick Regan's watching in Wichita, Kansas. He's the big voice guy that says, how about that? I love that, Rick. He says, Green Bay Packers. The Packers pride themselves on being the only publicly owned, not-for-profit, major league professional team in the United States. Instead of having one owner or a handful of partners like every other NFL team, the Packers are owned by hundreds of thousands of fans. He's right. And, man, we could dedicate a whole show to that. And I was with the Rough Riders many years ago, 15 years ago, when they started the share offering and asked the people to pony up, what was it, $250 at the time? I think that's what it was.
For sure.
And you got a certificate, which really amounted to wallpaper for the most part, but you got a discount in the team store, 10 or 20% off or something like that. But that money with the Rough Riders at the time was to go to fund stadium improvements. We were going to put offices and new locker rooms in the end zone, similar to McMahon Stadium. And they didn't raise enough money. It did not go as far as they thought that it would, the Rough Riders. And where that money went, I don't know, two operations, like you say.
Yeah.
But they didn't raise as much as they wanted and thought that they would. It was the Green Bay Packers model. And now the CFL is in that same situation here in 2020, saying at best they could raise $10 million. This is what I'm hearing. And what is that necessarily going to pay for? Like you say, operations in, well, I'll just stop. I think there's a lot of unnecessary spending going on there. But it's up to the public to decide whether they want to pay the freight or not.
Yeah.
Got to move on. Point five, Jays' biggest win of the year. The Blue Jays' biggest win of the year was at Tampa Bay yesterday. They split the series, but they're back over 500. And the Toronto Blue Jays fans are in third place in the American League Eastern Division. That's what our viewers voted that they would finish in, by the way. Let's hope that they get first or at the very least qualify for a wild card spot.
Yeah.
But the Blue Jays win it, as they say. They're exciting.
That is.
More exciting to me than the Raptors, but I'm in the minority there. The Toronto Raptors open round two of the NBA playoffs on Thursday against Boston. The update on Kyle Lowry's injury, he is still a question mark for game one. You saw that, right?
Yes.
Sprained left ankle. They say Fred VanVleet will be able to carry the mail.
He can carry the mail. I was thinking of the same thing.
Carry the mail, Fred VanVleet. So that's what's going on there with our quick six show topics. And what else was I going to say? My mind is a mess today. We've got dual polls running today, by the way. We mentioned the one earlier. Will you be paying $349 Canadian to have your name on the Grey Cup fan base? I think they're probably going to put up the results on that. You don't need to, guys. The other poll is for Canada's Game of the Week in Week 12 of the CFL Sim season. Do you want to see the back end of the Saskatchewan-Edmonton home-and-home series that we broadcast last week on Facebook Live? This is the eSports Gaming computer-simulated league that we run, or one of the other three fine games in the Canadian Football League this year. I don't even know what night we're going to broadcast it. Thursday or Friday?
Thursday.
What did we say? Thursday night? So that's our other poll that we're running.
I've been told Dakota Shepley has not opted out of the CFL sim.
What? Oh, to the CFL sim. Oh, yeah. For those that want to know, Brett Lowther, Dakota Shepley, Deion Lacey, James Wilder Jr., all these guys, for realsies, are still in the CFL sim. We got all the stars. We're going to take a break and come back with Wade Redden, NHL alum, Senators great, Rangers great, Wheat King's great. We're going to talk Stanley Cup playoffs. I never did come back to my thing that I've been thinking about Vegas and Vancouver since I woke up this morning.
We'll get there.
Can I just say this? I think Vancouver's going to be better, like way better.
They will be.
And they might even win tonight.
Ooh.
But who expected a sweep anyways by the Vegas Golden Knights?
Right.
It's going to be must-see TV tonight from the Edmonton bubble. We'll be back It's the RP Show you're watching across North America, live on Game Plus TV Network, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something.
Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company. Strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting, VMI and vending solutions, and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Price, quality, service, Rockstar Supply Chain Solution is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. Online, on your phone, at home, at work, follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait, do it right now.
Cheers to the 16 guys who never back down. And to the smooth, refreshing beer with a real beer taste. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
Celebrate the 5th anniversary with friends, family, everyone you know. Plan your next group experience with your Saskatchewan Rush. Group benefits include block seating, ticket discounts, and a dedicated fan experience coordinator. For more, visit saskrush.com/groupnightout.
Download the app today.
Some of the challenges we face with the CT technology that we have today is some of the deficiencies in around integration with some of our other systems. The addition of two new 4D simulators within the programming at the Saskatchewan Cancer Agency is going to have significant impact on you know, the care we provide to the people of Saskatchewan.
Hey, honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back, everybody. It's an exciting day. It's episode 304 of Canada's Daytime Sports Talk Show. I got a text here, Darren, from Canada's toughest mayor, Pat Fiacco, former Canadian bantamweight boxing champion,
yep,
former mayor of Regina. He says, hey, Rod, I'm watching the show on Game Plus, looking great as usual. Thank you, Pasquale. I appreciate it. And just ahead of Wade Redden, hang on, Redsy. We've got breaking news from the National Hockey League today, and I'm going to have you announce it.
Yeah, Toronto and Pittsburgh swapped some players and picks. It was a six-player deal in a trade. The Leafs got the Penguins' first-round pick in 2020, 15th overall. They also received 27-year-old forward Evan Rodriguez. They received forward Philip Hollander, and 30-year-old defenseman David Warsawski. Pittsburgh, the big nugget, they get Kasperi Kapanen and his $3.2 million cap hit. Defenseman Jesper Lindgren and forward Pontus Aberg.
Okay.
So that's the six-player deal.
Is that the shakeup that the Leafs needed? So Wade Redden, 1,023 games in the National Hockey League, three seasons with the Brandon Wheat Kings, of course, and he's the pride of Hillman, Saskatchewan. He joins us on video chat today from Kelowna, BC. How are you doing, Redsy?
Hi, I'm doing good. Rod, how are you doing? Good to
good,
see
good
you
to, yeah, good to see you and talk to you. Hey, any thoughts on this major trade for the Leafs? That's like a 6-7-player swap, including the pick, right? Any thoughts on that today?
Yeah, well, I just saw the TSN update on my phone or whatever. So it's, I think Kapanen, I remember watching him when maybe in his rookie year and really liking him a lot. So I think I really like him as a player. So I think, you know, hopefully he can get there. And it seemed like he wasn't, you know, being in Toronto and not really being in that top six a whole lot. It seems like, I don't think he really flourishes as much as he will, but he's a really talented guy, hard worker and all around player. So I like him a lot. Pontus Aberg, who's really talented. I worked with him when I was with Nashville, actually. He was in that organization when I got there. Another kind of dark horse. If he puts it all together, he can really play too. But yeah, interesting.
Well, you know what? That's two teams that wanted a shakeup, right? Pittsburgh fired all their assistant coaches after losing to Montreal in the play-in round, and we know what the Leafs did. So you've been in a lot of locker rooms in your time. Is this something that will get the team's attention, do you think? Is that the desired, what they're trying to do here?
Well, I think, yeah, I always felt like Kapanen was a part of that team there. But, yeah, you got to make some changes. And for whatever reason, Toronto hasn't gotten over that hump, and Pittsburgh's been there and done that, but they're looking to do it some more. So, Toronto, they're looking to, you know, who knows what they're going to do. They'll probably add something else, but looking to shake it up for sure. I know. Yeah, I don't know the dynamics of the chemistry. It seemed like that captain was a good player. I know playing against his dad, he was always a tough player to play against, and it seems like the son's the same way, but I think they'll miss him a lot, and we'll see what they fill him with.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. He's got a burst. Not a McDavid burst, but like when he turns it on, pow, very hard to catch. But like you say, you never know what's going on in a dressing room. Now, Wade, I got to ask you this. You're in Kelowna still, right?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. So I woke up this morning. First thing I thought before my feet hit the floor was Vegas-Vancouver game two. And I know how much they love the Canucks all across BC. What's the word out there in Kelowna about game one in that series?
They fans got their tail between their legs after the first game for sure. But yeah, everyone's excited about the Canucks, and it's good to see them doing well. I mean, I kind of had Vegas as one of the, you know, probably coming out of the West at the start of all this. And excuse me, but yeah, I think Vancouver will have a better showing tonight. I don't think they did a heck of a lot in game one. And I really like the way Travis Green kind of approaches, how he's been handling his team. And it seems like they got him going really well, beating St. Louis the way they did and playing the way they did it. You know, they got a really talented young group. So hopefully they can refine that. I mean, after you get over a big series, it's such an emotional high. And especially when I don't think anyone had him doing that. So I think for them to kind of refine that energy and give Vegas all they can, muster, that's what it's going to take to beat them.
Well, I just want to pause of some comments from our viewers this morning. This is what we do, Wade. John Schmeisner writes in, good morning from Kansas City. Philip Reese says, watching in Miami, Florida. And Janelle Barkman in Saskatoon says, am I the only one here who had 5 Wade Redden posters on my wall growing up? It hurt to have that Sens logo on this Leafs fan wall, but he's that good. Don't want to make you feel old, Redsy. Just putting it out there. Now, with all the Wheat Kings, let's just talk about Ryan Reeves for a second. Because you remember Al Gibbs, the penalty box attendant in Brandon with the flaming red hair and the big handlebar mustache. He was texting me the other day about Reeves. And he's like, what a role player. And I love this guy. And I said, yeah, he never had more than 20 goals in Brandon. But Kelly McCrimmon knows what he brings to a team. Like, he is just so fun to watch. It's hard to believe the impact this guy has on that roster, Wade.
I totally agree. I mean, he is kind of a one-of-a-kind player, really, when you think around the league. There's some tough guys and stuff, but he plays so well and really relishes that role. You can see just the way the intimidation factor and the way he can get at guys, and he's not scared of anything, and such a great team guy. I had a chance to play with Revo too, and when I was in St. Louis for that short time, and just a great teammate and wants to win, and you can really see when they picked that team in Vegas how they, you know, how good of a job they did scouting the players and scouting the character of the guys, and you can really see that coming together. But as far as Revo again, like, yeah, really had done an unreal job of carving out a career and just a bully, kind of like you can just see toying with guys sometimes. No one really wants to fight him. Like, who would want to fight him? And he knows that. So he does a great job in that role. And I think it really, really makes a presence out there and tough for the other team to kind of focus on what they have to do.
$2.5 million, I think, he makes in Vegas, living in Sin City, fulfilling that role. Life's good for Ryan Reeves. But let me ask you this, you know, between who are you, like, are you a Vegas fan because of that Brandon connection, or like, who is your NHL team, or is it still the Sins?
Well, yeah, I mean, I have a few connections. I guess with Krimmer being in Vegas, I want to see them do well. And it's funny, when you look back, I grew up as an Oilers fan, so now I'm kind of still got a soft spot for them too. But yeah, the Sens, that's kind of where I relate with the most, I guess, when I look back and where my, from my career. But it's interesting, as I know they do a great job, or they try to do a great job, the NHL, and when they're marketing their teams, and once they hook a kid in at a young age, it seems like they're fans for life. So that's kind of where I stand with the Oilers.
I'm exactly the same, but also, the Golden Knights have treated me so well. They've actually jumped over the Oilers here because of how the Golden Knights have been to me. But on the Canucks, they are great. Do you think they're just so young that they're learning some harsh lessons? I mean, game one is just one game. I think they're going to be great tonight. But are they going to make some noise in this series, do you think?
Well, yeah, that's the test that they're faced against. I mean, Bo Horvath, I've been really impressed with, and he kind of had a really good start to the last series. Looked like he got banged up a bit and didn't do a lot through the end of it. From what I saw, or even offensively, I guess more so, he's still really effective. And this is a time of year where he really shines. So I'm looking for him to step up and be special and do something. And kind of, he's been such a good player, and this is a time of year I feel like his play really shines through. So, but yeah, young team, that Hughes is just unbelievable. I think they had an off night, to be honest. They're a little flat, it looked like, last game. And I'm expecting them to be a lot better tonight.
Well, like you say, the letdown of a game, you know, against the Blues, after the huge high, that is going to happen, or it does happen. Any thoughts on the Eastern Conference and how it's played out?
Well, the Islanders are a surprise, I guess, when you don't really see them a whole lot or hear much about them, but you know, they've impressed me. I kind of liked Philly coming into it, and they really were kind of stymied last night by the Islanders, and we'll see if they can get through that. I guess the other series, who do we got? We got
Tampa Bay, Boston.
Blank.
Tampa Bay,
Tampa,
Boston.
Boston, thank you. Yeah, and Boston, I mean, they just keep ticking away. I mean, so impressive. And I talk about Big Z and how he leads that group and the top line they have. So they just know how to win. It doesn't matter, you know, what year or whatever. They just kind of approach, come at you the same way, and they just know how to win. So I think Tampa's going to be in tough with them.
Oh, yeah. Great games, though, for sure. And by the way, Wade, I copied this down the other day from the NHL Media Relations that I was reading. You'll find this interesting. Lou Lamoriello earned his 28th career postseason series win as an NHL GM. That was with the Islanders beating Washington the other night. He's passed Jack Adams and Sam Pollock. They both had 27 series wins. Moves into a tie with longtime Islanders executive Bill Torrey for second place all time. That's with 28 playoff series wins under his belt for Lou Lamoriello. He now trails only Glenn Slatsather, 41.
41? That is a
lot. Yeah. You'd think Lou Lamoriello would be...
A lot of ground to make up.
He's got a lot of ground to make up, and Lou's not getting any younger. But when you were with the Rangers, Slats was running the show there, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. Yeah, yeah, no, and well, they had a lot of good runs, you know, and with the Rangers too, kind of.
That's true. Yeah,
you know, the finals, and but yeah, obviously, talking about Lou, it's just amazing the impact that, you know, a guy like him can have. Just the, I think, the mentality and attitude that he kind of carries, that iron fist, it seems like, a lot. And you know, whether it's he's getting the right personnel in there or just that attitude that it gets instilled right away, it's, you know, he's been doing it a long time and seems to have a, you know, gets his teams going the right way, that's for sure.
You know what I hear, Wade, is with him, culture. And we've all heard about the no facial hair thing with Lou Lamoriello and his teams, and God knows what the other rules are. But I know this, with really good coaches that have rules, whatever you want to say, whatever they, just say no facial hair. And if some kids put up a fight, they just go, listen, you can't have it here. If that's a problem, thanks for your time. But you can't do it here, right? And that's, he doesn't bend on
yeah.
that. And there's the result.
Well, that's the whole thing. Like you said, the rules are there. I don't know if he's loosened on any of that stuff or not. I mean, obviously the game's changed, the players have changed, but if the rules are there, then you enforce them. And I think that's where guys start, you know, when you start bending the rules and you're not held accountable, then things kind of get loose. And but yeah, it seems like he runs a tight ship. And I think a lot of teams with success, they don't let guys get away with things. And I think at the end of the day, that's what you need, is that discipline to, you know, it kind of shows through in every facet.
Yeah. Well, as we know, the players deep down, they want it. They might fight it, but they want it. Hey, Wade, I appreciate the chat. Hope things are going great still in Kelowna. I'm sure they are. Enjoy game two tonight, and hopefully we can do this again here before the playoffs are up.
Oh, it's awesome. Great to chat with you, Rod. And, yeah, continued success on the show there.
Appreciate it. Thank you, sir. Wade Redden joining us beautiful Kelowna, BC. Love that guy. Great guy, Wade Redden. Just chatting hockey. That was fun this morning.
Yeah.
We will take a timeout and come back with a sports update. By the way, the Prairie Mobile text line is open, 306-840-8777. That's 306-840-8777. And while Redzi says that about the success with the show, I should mention this. The show's available on Game Plus in Alberta and BC on TELUS Optic TV. Very easy to get. Call your cable provider. Ask for Game Plus. If they don't provide it, get TELUS Optic TV. And I should add that on Altus Cable in America, 21 states.
Woo!
Just with the one cable provider.
All right.
TDS Cable in Washington and Oregon. I'm getting all these great messages from viewers. They're Dub fans in Portland and Kent, Washington and Kennewick, the home of Mike Riley, by the way.
Yep.
Shout out Kennewick, Washington. They're watching down there. That is how tough Mike Riley is. I just pulled him up by the top of his bobblehead, and he didn't break. We'll be right back. It's the RP Show. Game Plus TV Network, Apple Podcasts. Subscribe, and please leave us a review. And listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Head to youtube.com/The Rod Peterson Show now. You gotta subscribe. Click the subscribe button for all the content you may have missed.
IKS Live. IKS Live. Western Canada's premier production services company. LED. LED sign rentals. Video. Video production. Event management. Look no further than IKS Live. Visit our website. IKS Live. Always the best seat in the house. IKS Live.
At Prairie Mobile, you can get the phone you want when you want. All smartphones are $0 every day. With convenient locations across Saskatchewan, Prairie Mobile, your Sastel authorized dealer, has you covered. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse is a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop staffed by PGA of Canada professionals is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445.
People donate blood for moments like this.
But there are lots of reasons why Canada's Lifeline needs donors every day.
Like the fact that someone with leukemia can need up to 8 units of blood a week.
Or that donated blood lasts no longer than 42 days.
Or to help new moms and babies, like Henry.
There's lots of reasons to donate blood. That's why we need donors every day.
The need for blood is constant. Join Toyota and our Toyota dealers in supporting Canada's Lifeline.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it, and when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards, they're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with Direct West for about 10 years and it's been a great experience.
At Suds, we make your car shine. It starts with our state-of-the-art wash system. Our NeoGlide wash material is safe and gentle on vehicles and buffs your finish to a brilliant shine. Plus, we hand-dry and inspect every vehicle for a top-quality result. I'm Kirby.
And I'm Natalie. Whether you're getting an exterior wash that takes 10 minutes or treating yourself to an interior cleaning, the result's going to be the same. Your vehicle's going to look great.
Suds Full Service Car Wash.
We'll make your car shine.
Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Welcome back to the RP Show, everybody. Just ahead of a sports update, a couple of Prairie Mobile text messages here from Leonard in the 536. This is awesome technology. I am watching you off my cell phone. Good job. That's Leonard. He used to call me on my old radio show all the time. Good guy. Of Jamaican descent. He's got the hot takes. I'd like to know what you think, Leonard, about the CFL fan base and about these players opting out. Let us know that. But for now, he's excited to watch the show on his phone, which is cool.
That is
streaming's
cool.
Where it's at. Metal Shingle Guy writes in and says, CXFL is going to be a real exciting league. New teams, new rules. That's from Metal Shingle Guy. Well, let's not put the cart ahead of the horse, as they say. I think that's just a Saskatchewan term. But you big city folk can figure it out. On the sports update here, Semyon Varlamov is the first New York Islanders goalie to record consecutive playoff shutouts. He made 29 saves in a 4-0 win over Philadelphia. The Isles have a 1-0 lead in the best of seven Eastern Conference semifinal. Stop the presses for a second. He's the first Islanders goalie in history to have back-to-back shutouts, and yet he's 10 seconds shy of Billy Smith's all-time string for minutes dating back to 1980. How could the two compute? I'm no mathematician.
A long streak in the first game, which wasn't a shutout, right?
Goal
back in the first period, and then I don't know.
See,
Billy Smith, yeah, like
battling Billy Smith.
They could use him in Colorado, though. By the way, Varlamov, they had him.
They could use Billy Smith in Colorado.
Yes, they could.
In the West, Dallas beat Colorado for a 2-0 series lead last night. Blue Jays skipper Charlie Montoyo calls it Toronto's biggest win of the year. Randall Grichuk hit a 3-run homer in the 7th inning, and the Blue Jays win it. 6-4 over Tampa Bay. The victory gives the Blue Jays a split of the 4-game series and keeps them over the 500 mark. It looks like Cleveland Browns safety Grant Delpit will miss the NFL season. A source says he tore his right Achilles tendon at training camp. The news comes after the Browns lost linebacker Mac Wilson last week due to a hyperextended knee. This sports update for Ballers Rec Room, Saskatchewan's newest entertainment destination. Our arcade games and batting cages are officially open. No reservation necessary. And for Red Bull Canada, Red Bull gives you wings.
Can I for a second? Billy Smith just makes me think of these old VHS tapes I had when I was a kid. Remember when the Islanders and the Capitals had those epic series?
Of course.
Overtime. I don't really remember that.
Billy Smith didn't play those.
He didn't?
Kelly Rudy did.
For the Islanders?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, for whatever reason, it made me think of him. And this VHS and it was like the Twilight Zone. Na, 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 na. Like, and it was back and forth and back and forth. And I don't know, those VHS
tapes. So great.
I wore them out watching them over and over and over.
Funny you say that. I used to tape Stanley Cup playoff games and actually even regular season games in January to watch in the summer.
Right.
Knowing that there would be no hockey
and
to watch.
When were those playoff series?
In the spring.
Like, no, what those Capitals Islanders ones.
Mid-80s.
80s. I wasn't alive.
No, you weren't.
I found the VHS tapes at a yard sale, bought them, and then just watched the crap out of them as a kid.
And I loved it.
Loved every minute of it.
Back to the CFL thing, because I think that's what's topical today, aside from the Stanley Cup playoffs, and we covered that with Wade Redden. Mike in Toronto says, I'm noticing people don't really know what the Grey Cup fan base is. Lots think it's on the cup. It's not about that. It's not about that. And by the way, if they don't know what it is, whose fault is that? Like, I'm watching SportsCenter this morning. I don't watch it at night as I'm doing the old tour to Rod.
Yeah.
And I didn't see any coverage on TSN about the fan base, which is fine because they're covering the NBA playoffs and the Blue Jays' biggest win of the season and the Stanley Cup playoffs. But you kind of... That's where I think the CFL dropped the ball, and we did rip them yesterday, that they didn't even have any information on their own website. I'm sure they do now, but you announced this. People want to know the info. Where are they going to go? Because TSN don't have it. So they don't know. And I get it. I saw people, good friends of mine, ripping the CFL saying, these guys put their blood, sweat, and tears to get their name on there, the players, and you can just pay to go on? Well, it's not going on the cup. It's going on the stand. For the cup.
We're a generation of headline readers.
Yeah.
And when the first line of it says, have your name, you know, pay to have your name etched in history of the Grey Cup, in the 100-year history of the Grey Cup, you immediately think it's on the cup. But if you read the article, it says, this stand that the cup will sit on, anyways. So that's the problem. We just read the top of the tweet, the top of the article. We read the headline. We make our judgments about the whole article and we move on.
By the way, thank you for this, Producer Clark. Breaking news. Oh, wait. That's the breaking news bell. Well, we'll do this, too. Our good friend, Derek Moncrief, friend of the program, has signed with the Los Angeles Rams. Dagnabbit. He was supposed to tell me when he signed. But you know what? The players are never thinking that. They're just so excited to sign. They promised they would tell me, but then they don't in their haste. So he'll be heading to Rams camp in Los Angeles. He has a connection to Suds Car Wash, by the way, one of our fine sponsors here who celebrated their 17th anniversary last week. Thank you, Clark. Derek Moncrief is now an LA Ram. Will he ever make his way back to the CFL? For his sake, I hope not. But I feel like we're trying to keep nine cats in a bag here right now. All over the place.
I know.
So,
and Wayne, 87. That's all.
Darren was born in 1987. Oilers won the Stanley Cup that year. Just saying. On the CFL players opting out and where we're going. Listen, the CFL laying off staff this morning. They're announcing it on Twitter in the head office. We've been telling you this is coming. This is where we are. My phone was burning up all day yesterday with people calling from across the league. Like I said, one guy said, I wrote it down. Thanks for having our voice. Speaking on behalf of the rank and file of the Canadian Football League, that's something that I take pride in. To put your name on the stand for the Grey Cup is going to raise, from what I'm told, max $10 million. They need at least 30 was to survive this year. Their finances are being bled out. Like, just so you know, this fan base thing isn't saving the CFL. Like, Nelson wrote in earlier and said, well, you knew it was going to be expensive to save the CFL. This isn't saving the CFL. This is just for them to stick their nose above the water level. Right? There's a difference between surviving and thriving. And I said it many times last week. that if the current rendition of the CFL burns to the ground, I'm not going to miss it. The mismanaged, top-heavy, I'm not going to say they take advantage of the players because every league takes advantage of the players. That's not correct. Could they treat the players better? Yes. Could most workplaces treat their staff better? Yes. But they're not out of the woods. There's a main school of thought here across the nation that this fan base thing is going to bail out the CFL and we're going to be back to business in 2021. And that's not the fact. They're still in a lot of trouble. You can see that, right?
Yeah. There's a lot of trouble. And it starts with the, you know, we talk about the business model all the time. And it's hard for me to criticize the CFL's business model and the way they run their organization when I don't get to see it from the inside and I don't get to be there, right? I've long been a fan of the CFL 2.0 because I'm typically looking down the road and you look right in front of your face and we have that great balance and that's why we're having success, right? So I'm looking down the road and I see that value of it, but I also understand, you know, taking care of now. And guess what? We're in a pandemic now, so that has to not be the vision. We got to get the water out of the boat because it's not good.
Look, one comment before we break from Kelly Bale. He says, if the CFL dies before trying to partner with Canuck Play, I'll actually die. That's the video game that has Canadian rules. They have yet to do a partnership with the Canadian Football League. Hang on. The always popular viewer takeover is next. What do you think about the future of the CFL? What do you think of the players opting out? What do you think of Vegas-Vancouver game two tonight? What's going to happen? We'll talk about it all when we come right back. You're watching the RP Show on this Tuesday. It's episode 304 of Canada's Daytime Sports Talk Show on Game Plus TV Network and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show?
You can still chime in from wherever you are in the comment section. As a matter of fact, we encourage that.
What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something.
Download the app today.
Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company. Strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting, VMI and vending solutions, and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Price, quality, service, Rockstar Supply Chain Solution is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better.
Some of the challenges we face with the CT technology that we have today is some of the deficiencies in around integration with some of our other systems. The addition of two new 4D simulators within the programming at the Saskatchewan Cancer Agency is going to have significant impact on you know, the care we provide to the people of Saskatchewan.
Does this look familiar? Your fans deserve an incredible arena experience. It's time for an upgrade. Stunning graphics, Revenue opportunities are just the beginning with our in-venue display systems and scoring technology. Let us help you find the best solution for your facility. DDG, always delivering the best fan experience. Find us at ddgregina.com.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. Online, on your phone, at home, at work. Follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Did you know you can catch all the best moments from the show on all our social media platforms? Now, back to the studio with Rod.
Welcome back, everybody. I got to get to this. Dark Horse is Woodbine's new easy-to-use betting app that brings the excitement of live-stream horse races right to you. Its AI-powered insights and strategies help you make smarter bets straight out of the gate now. You can have the opportunity to bet on the 161st running of the $1 million Queen's Plate taking place September 12, 2020. Get $30 to start betting when you sign up today using promo code GET30. Download the app for free at playdarkhorse.com. One thing that I've realized, betting was never a problem with me addiction-wise.
Yeah.
So I'm betting little bits on Dark Horse, and I'm enjoying it a lot.
It's fun.
It's a lot of fun.
It's fun.
So to our viewers, it's the viewer segment, viewer takeover. Zach in Calgary writes in and said, have I missed Gary Lawless? You have not. Lawless coming up an hour or two on the Facebook Live only broadcast. Donald Mitchell watching in the Middle East. He says, that's the rub, Rod. Nobody's able to see. Oh, and it just slid off the screen. Can you put up the comment from Don? Boy, we got to move fast, hey?
Oh, yeah.
The comments are coming in very quickly. Here's from Don. That's the rub, Rod. Nobody's able to see what is going on inside the Board of Governors and CFL headquarters. Therefore, rumors and innuendos turn into quasi-facts because there's no factual information coming from the CFL. Can you put up the comment from Lisa Lukey as well? You know, we've heard from the players. We need a better relationship with the CFL owners. There's no trust there. David Naylor came on here last week and said there's a very low level of trust between the government and the CFL. There's a common theme there, folks. From Lisa, we definitely won't be back in business even if given dollars for a bailout. It will only allow it to go on. It's sad state for a few more years, Max. The CFL needs to change. As you said, it needs a new business model. I think it needs to hire an outside marketing agency to help them think outside the box and create an epic marketing campaign because the current marketing coming from the CFL, as it leaves much to be desired, since the fans create so much of the revenue for this CFL, aim the campaign at the fans. It's not rocket science. It doesn't seem like rocket science to me. You know, I feel like I'm repeating myself from yesterday. I'm just sitting back and watching this. Yeah. I mean, that comment from Lisa came up pretty fast. But I'm saying the government, it's coming from Naylor, doesn't trust the CFL. The players don't trust the CFL. The credibility problem that the CFL has been battling for decades isn't the players. It's not the coaches. Those guys are working their butts off and putting a great product on the field. It's from the head honchos that say one thing and do another or try to mislead you. Here's a great one. I'm at the golf course the other day. You know Al, the marshal? Great
yes.
guy.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, I can't wait for the CFL to come back because the Schooners got a team. I used to live out there. It's going to be awesome with the Schooners, the 10th team. And I'm like, bah-hoo-hoo. Pump the brakes, Al. They have not awarded a franchise to the Atlantic region. Well, didn't they have an announcement at Grey Cup a couple years ago? They had the cheerleaders. I saw it. Ambrosi was out there. All smoke and mirrors. Dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. Shell game. It's not real. Like, you can't continue to pull the wool over people's eyes and think that you're not going to pay for it at some point. I know you've got thoughts on this, but you got Al out at the golf course. Good on you. Now, having said all that, when the CFL does come back, because I think this is going to burn to the ground. I do. The fan base thing isn't going to raise enough money. It is going away. And we have to continue this next hour because Clark's just told me that we've only got a minute left here. But now it'll be attractive to put a team in Moncton because we've heard they're not getting to put up a stadium in Halifax. And for somebody to buy the BC Lions, that it's not an absolute raging dumpster fire and a black money pit. Right? That's the good thing.
Yeah.
But the way it's going ain't too good, buddy.
No, we're in a tough spot. We're in a really, really tough spot. I don't know where it's going to go. I really don't. But they better get creative and come out of this together.
Okay. We are out of time. Chris in Toronto says the only reason the CFL will come back is because the owners will want it back. If that was the case, they'd be playing this year. Colin in Ottawa says banks also don't trust the CFL, which could also be another reason the league is in such trouble. We'll continue it next hour. Gary Lawless joining us from Vegas. Mo Khan of TSN Montreal. For the rest of you, see you tomorrow, 10 a.m. Mountain. I got balls.
I've chased adrenaline my entire life. But I'm talking fourth quarter, monster hit, crowd losing it. Nothing beats the energy of a rush game.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of The Rod Peterson Show.
This isn't just a beer. This is a double-aged, never-back-down, full-of-heart Western beer. This is a beer brewed by 16 guys who risked it all. Original 16. Underdogs. Since 1989.
Nat, what are the top five reasons people come to Suds?
Number five, our advanced technology protects your finish and keeps your car clean longer. Number four, we knock off the snow and ice and towel dry to prevent freeze-up. Number three, our famous Suds Ultimate thoroughly cleans your car's interior. Number two, you never need an appointment and you get a showroom shine. And the number one reason, we treat our customers like family.
Treat yourself and your car to a Suds full-service car wash.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it, and when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards. They're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with Direct West for about 10 years, and it's been a great experience.
He's covering everything that matters to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Tune in live Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to noon, to catch the show live and be a part of the action. Take control by commenting live and sharing the show with your friends. For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.